Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, here's your weekly preview of our More Mama's Boy podcast. In case you don't know, we have a separate podcast called More Mama's Boy, which is available exclusively to certified fans. And if you become a certified fan today, you unlock all new episodes of Certified Mama's Boy that get released every single Thursday. Not only that, but if you subscribe before the 10th of December, you'll be a part of our Secret Santa that we're doing for certified fans again this year. It's the most fun thing we did all year last year. You can become a certified fan by clicking the link in this podcast. It takes 2 seconds. It's $6 a month. And all of that goes to the production of this podcast. So thank you for that. On this week's More Mama's Boy, we talk about the deepest part of Britney Spears' book. There's something that I guarantee you I have experienced on vacation that no one would ever talk about. And I don't know if I'm the only person on the planet that's ever been through this. But it's really, really weird. Almost the opposite of vacation. That and a bunch more. But for your More Mama's Boy preview for today, here's an update on the triplets that my sister is having literally any day now.
I mean, you're saying today that your bags are packed, like you're ready to go. What does that look like? Like where are we in the baby birthing process?
Well, this will be on a Thursday. It will be week 30. And that is very exciting because after week 28, the babies are viable and they should survive without too much difficulty. So we are literally waiting for nature to take its course. And for these babies to let us know when they're ready. And Maggie is feeling tired, as you can imagine, but doing well. And we're all excited. But I have my suitcase ready, and Jim has his partially packed as well. I have got Christmas gifts that have come in wrapped in a box ready to go. I've got things put in my car already so that if she should call and say she's going into labor and I can get there before dark, I've already told her I'm not driving there in the dark because, you know, we have to go through all these mountain roads up here to get to the freeway. And it's, you know, an hour and a half and it's pretty perilous even in the daytime.
Yeah.
But if I can get there before dark, I will take off, and if Jim's ready, he'll go with me. If not, I suppose he'll come along.
I didn't realize that was part later of the expectation.
Yeah, well, what?
That you would both go. I just, well, I can't, I you know.
Well, I mean, it'll be up to him.
I can't imagine Jimmy Mack being a huge assistance versus hindrance.
Well, he wants to see his grandbabies when they're born. So,
well, of course, we all,
you know, we don't know. It'll depend on the day, honestly, if he wants to come along or not.
Here's what we haven't talked about yet. I don't think I'm gonna be able to see the triplets when I go to Knoxville. Like, in case you don't know, the whole family's going to Knoxville for Christmas. I don't think I'm gonna be able to see them when I go. That's kind of the expectations that's being set. And that's really disappointing to me. There's nothing weirder than going to like where the babies are, but not being able to see the babies. Apparently there's a rule where only the parents and the grandparents are allowed to go into the NICU. And I'm like, I did not travel my ass all the way across this country or across these cities to not see no damn triplets. Y'all know what we came for. We're not here for anything else other than to see these little babies right now. That's the only thing. That's the only thing we're here for right now is these damn babies. But that's like a really big disappointment for me because I don't know when I'll get another chance to like make it to Knoxville to like see the babies.
I know. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, none of us know the timing. They could come tonight.
They might.
You know? I mean, we just don't know. Yeah. So we really can't make plans.
Yeah.
But it is true in the NICU that only the grandparent can go in with a parent.
That seems like racist to me or something. Not racist, but like something, right? Like why the grandparent? Why, tell me this. And I know if you're a grandparent, you're gonna disagree with me. But like what makes the grandparent more important than the brother, the uncle? Like, why? What in what universe?
I think it's just a way of keeping people out of there.
I think they should let any
so many people don't come in.
I think they should say uncles only. like what if that
uncles,
was the rule?
Uncles, aunts, and grandparents.
Yeah, no, just uncles. Just uncles.
Oh, I see.
Because, I mean, well, that rule would just make as much sense as just grandparents. Like, why just one specific person, you know? Like, why not? Okay, well, if that's going to be the rule of just one, then why not just uncles get to come in? You know what I mean? Like, I want to change the rule.
You'll have to talk to people at UT Med about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's at least.
But we do have connections there, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
So
if I go to Knoxville.
Maybe somebody can pull the ropes.
And I don't see no damn babies.
And they're born.
Y'all think last Christmas was dramatic.
Oh, jeez.
Y'all ain't seen the hell hath no fury like an uncle that can't see his triplets.
You'll be banging on the hospital windows.
Oh, I will be.
They'll
I'll
lock
be
you
on
up.
A,
They'll put you in the psychiatric, the psych ward.
Know. And they're going to have to. With old me, I'll be going crazy in there. You know? I'll be putting on a damn old man outfit. Just, I mean, I might have to.
Well.
I got my, you know.
I just have
there.
A hunch. Have a hunch that our babies are going to be here and that you will see them.
You think that, okay, let's make it a Christmas
possibly
prediction.
Possibly even hold them.
Do you think that the babies will be home by Christmas? Nancy Yancey prediction. This is the easiest question I'm giving you all week.
You know, I don't know. I think it's 50-50 at this point. I think it's 50-50. I don't know. I just can't say.
We will have to see, but I'm telling y'all right now.
I just can't say. I do know this. I am glad she's at 30 weeks, though. Because the babies are growing stronger every day.
I didn't know. That's the least of my worries. What I don't care about is seeing the babies when I come. I don't care what she happens and does in between. It's about me and seeing these babies. I don't think I ever told this story publicly, but now I just don't think I had the opportunity. Maybe I did. I don't know if I did or not. You'd be surprised, like the even in the podcasting space, like the amount of authoritativeness you can have in certain moments. When I had my concussion after I got assaulted, I had to go to the emergency room. And if you don't know the story, I think we talked about this, but I went and they basically didn't tell me I had a concussion. Like, they didn't test me for concussion, nothing. They were like, we did a CT scan, looks normal, go home. Next day I was driving, like literally like everything around me. I'm going like 70 miles an hour down the highway. And all of a sudden, like, my brain like melts down on me because nobody told me like, hey, if you have a concussion, like, don't be driving down the highway. And not that I even knew I had a concussion. Like, nobody checked me for it, right? So I had to go back to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, yeah, you probably have a concussion. And I'm like, so I mentioned this on Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and I got a letter from the hospital. And this is not my intention. This is not my intention. But I got a letter from the hospital, and they were basically like, Mr. Yancey, it was brought to our attention. You spoke about this on your podcast and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, they were like, well, we're going to waive your second deductible from that second visit you had to do. So basically out of pocket expense is zero for that day. Cause it's gonna be like $300 more. I'm like, that's bullshit. And so, yeah. So I'm like, okay, well that worked that one time. Then I promise you, like, if I don't see those damn triplets on, if I'm not able to go in that hospital, there's going to be a whole podcast episode on UT Medical. Come January 3rd, when they were back, there will be a whole damn episode. They'll be flying me.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, life light me back to that damn hospital because I'm going to start a ruckus.
Okay, that's your freebie for this week. Hopefully you'll become a certified fan. There's a link in the show notes right now to join us. We'll see you over on More Mama's Boy. If not, I'll see you Tuesday for Certified Mama's Boy.